Each Sunday I would go up that big old hill to church because my parents told me so. And we'd sit up there and listen to the priests all banging on about Jesus this and Moses that and Joseph and St. John. But when I grew a little older in this science class one day, we learned of evolution and of human DNA, and our life developed from amoebas over several billion years, and that our ancestors were apes despite the bloody preacher's fears. Well, our teachers calmly told us to sequence genetic code, how to find dinosaur blueprints in the genome of a toad. We discovered fossilization and how carbon dating works, and the creationists around the world are all a bunch of sodding jerks. Well, there's tons of solid evidence that Darwin had it right, and us human beings did not simply appear overnight. Well, the origin of species had the whole formula cracked. Evolution ain't a theory, it's a bloody solid fact. Oh yes, I am an atheist, it's a fact of which I'm proud. I don't believe in no bearded bastard sitting on a cloud. No, I don't believe in Jesus or Mohammed or Jesus. No, I don't believe in anything unless there's solid proof. That's why I'm a bleeding atheist, and I've never needed faith to teach me right from wrong or keep me in this sodden place. Well, I'm guessing there's no heaven, and Nirvana's fake as well. Oh, and if I'm wrong, then I guess I'm just gonna have to burn in hell. Take a look through history, you'll see time and time again our religions have exploited people for financial gain. See the Catholics base a nation's basic principles on fear, and some folks will stone a man to death if they think their ears queer. The Spanish Inquisition killed 1,000 men or more. They'd burn you at the stake if they suspected you're a whore. And in the Middle Ages, witches all got rounded up and slain, or were mercilessly tortured in our God's almighty name. So don't believe the bullshit, don't get drawn in by the look, cause Mecca's just a big old rock and the Bible's just a book. There's been far too many holy wars, too many men have died. So just use a little logic and let reason be your God. And if you truly are religious, then don't get angry at my words, cause you must admit religion seems a little bit absurd. If there really is a God, then surely the test of time will tell. Should we all believe in Santa Claus and the boogeyman as well? Oh, yes, I am an atheist, it's a fact of which I'm proud. I don't believe in no bearded bastards sitting on a cloud. No, I don't believe in Jesus or Mohammed or Zeus. No, I don't believe in anything unless there's solid proof. That's why I'm a bleeding atheist, and I've never needed faith to teach me right from wrong or keep me in this sodden place. And I'm guessing there's no heaven, and Nirvana's fake as well. And if I'm wrong, then I guess I'm just gonna have to burn in hell. These facts have all been proven by a scientific team of biology professors and geologists, I mean, and physicists and lecturers in chemistry and math, who support the work of science instead of fearing Satan's wrath. Oh, there's Einstein and Plato, and oh, Galileo too. There's been Socrates and Stephen Hawkins, just to name a few. Well, there's Isaac bloody Newton and Copernicus and Freud. Without philosophy and reason, there's just an intellectual void. And after all, what kind of God would keep his people meek? We need to use our brains instead of following like sheep. If being logical is evil and independent thoughts are sin, then I can't believe the sorry state that the gods have left us in. You see, the Egyptians prayed to Isis and Osiris and Anubis, and the Vikings worshipped Wotan and Valhalla. We can prove this. The Hindus, they've got Vishnu, they've got Shiva and Ganesh. If there only is one God, then how do you explain this mess? Oh yes, I am an atheist, it's a fact of which I'm proud. Oh, I don't believe in no bearded bastard sitting on a cloud. No, I don't believe in Jesus or Mohammed or Zeus. it. No, I don't believe in anything unless there's solid proof. That's why I'm a bleeding atheist, and I've never needed faith to teach me right from wrong or keep me in this sodden place. Well, I'm guessing there's no heaven, and Nirvana's fake as well. And if I'm wrong, then I guess I'm just gonna have to burn in hell. Well, I'm guessing there's no heaven, and Nirvana's fake as well. And if I'm wrong, then I guess I'm just gonna have to burn in hell.